cause I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pin, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left.
All right, welcome to the podcast, everybody. We're gonna get started. This is Hags. We got Robo, we got Dead Pigeon, and we have Lady Chode. Hi, Lady Chode.
What's
up? She's just eating grapes. It's 2018, and we're finally back together in some lawn in a massive, sprawling mansion complex, and Chode has joined us. Chode, welcome back. Shut up. We're gathered here today because we're about to undergo the second major draft lottery. We've done it before, but not nearly with this much pomp and circumstance. What is the draft lottery exactly? What are we doing?
You get odds, you get balls, you get picks.
And it's like based on though. And it's based on how we finished last year. So what are
bottom
the
bottom six?
Okay, what were the bottom six from
bottom
last year?
Bottom showed.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Second to bottom was Jam.
Not listening or watching.
He's out there.
He is?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, he just exists still. Okay, Jam.
The third to bottom was Crow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
no,
it wasn't Crow. It was you.
Mm-hmm.
Pigeon was third to bottom. Pigeon sucks.
I tanked.
Okay, and keep going.
I lost 3 of 15.
Fourth to bottom was Hags.
Yeah, that's me, right.
Fifth to bottom.
That's one of my best finishes in a while.
Wet. Fifth to bottom was Wet. New member of the league.
Because who did we lose?
We lost Chuck.
I don't think you ever met him.
Oh, yeah.
He lived in LA.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay.
He openly admitted that he didn't want to be in the league anymore. He just wanted to keep up with his old friends.
No way.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope he's listening to this. What an asshole.
Come on, Chuck.
Did we get through our six?
No. God. And then Crow.
But that's the part about Chuck that I never understood, is that if he wanted it for the social aspect, why was that the most absent part of Chuck?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
I never felt like Chuck cared about the friendship that we
passive
and I had
social interaction. No big deal. Okay, so the last place Chode stands the greatest chance of getting the number one pick, right?
That's the best chance. The greatest chance is yes, Chode.
Did you just answer yes to me? Okay, and how are these odds divvied out?
In the form of golf balls.
Well, let's start with just the odds.
Okay, we wanted them to basically linearly decrease from the best odds to the least.
This is confusing already.
So we have 8 golf balls that will go to Chode.
They've got his name on them, so to speak.
In a roundabout way, yes.
Yeah, like, right.
Simpler words like big and small.
Yeah.
Start.
He's
bigger.
Got big balls.
Small sentences, strong verbs, Blake. Chode's putting on a cup right now. That's foreshadowing if I've ever seen it. Okay, so Chode.
It's foreskin shadowing.
Chode has 8 balls.
Yes.
Assigned to him.
The next has 7. That's.
Who's the second one again?
Jam has 7.
Jam has 7 balls.
And then 6, 5, 4, and 3 balls.
Okay. Okay, and these are golf balls that are on the backyard lawn right now waiting for us.
Waiting for us, but we don't know whose are whose, so we won't be able to influence
okay.
at all.
So there are just 8 balls that are a collection, and 7 balls that are a collection, and 6. Not even.
Not even. They just have
They all have different
1
numbers
to 33.
On them.
We don't even know the collections.
And we're just supposed to trust that you've done some kind of assignment of numbers.
No, I've proved this to you right here. There's no trust.
Did involved. You look at it?
I don't look at it. I don't know.
You've proved nothing.
Michelle
to us.
Is the unbiased. Actually, she should be biased, but relatively unbiased.
But through your procedure, you should make it impossible for her to.
The ball's randomized every time you type something. So
the other thing is that she can't influence which one of us hits Danny with the ball. That's
right.
That's the control.
Yeah, that's the Blackhawk style.
There's 2
that's the Blackhawk part of this.
She could try to yell out, hit him with this ball, but then we'd know she'd be going for Chode, and we would not hit him with that ball.
So let's figure out what are some of the implications of hitting Chode with golf balls this afternoon.
We're probably going to have to stop right there and actually do it.
Okay, we will. Okay. Who is, like, the obvious number one pick in the rookie draft this
Saquon
year?
Barkley, there's a nobody close to him.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, this is all for the first pick. Yeah. 2 through 4 or 5 doesn't really matter to you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The first thing is.
And Saquon Barkley, what position does this young man play?
He's a linebacker.
Good God. Is he actually a linebacker? Yes. No. Then we wouldn't pick him.
That makes no sense. Well, then you'd know the defense.
So he's actually a linebacker. Okay, this is ridiculous. I'm still going to try to hit you, but
why? Okay, that's a good stopping point.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This episode is brought to you by Ted's Cheesesteaks, which Denver Ted's, sometimes you get flies.
We've got a live demo, I think.
Other times, you get rock hard buns. How about them buns? And we got a representative from Ted's here with us now.
It's called paid advertising.
I think they keep flying. Oh, you don't usually get toasty hard buns, but...
This one out of every 5?
Well, no, it's because of the fact it's in the oven.
Got it.
All right.
It's good fish.
Thank you. Let's go back to social. So, how did we do?
Everything went according to plan, except for Clam got screwed, and the newest member of the SSS, Bedwetters, jumped into the number 2 spot after we thought Pigeon had finally had some good luck, but we were wrong. He did not have any good luck.
Someone that was a classic Pigeon moment.
Chode's wife misread the spreadsheet and called the second pick for Dead Pigeon. That was incorrect.
Was that on purpose?
I don't think so. She wouldn't know.
She doesn't know enough to like single you out for shame.
I always think everyone's...
You think too much of yourself. Okay, number 1 pick then was who again? Chode.
Chode. He locks down as number 1.
2 Bedwetters. 3
Pigeon.
4 Hags. 5 Clam. Jam.
Yep.
6 Pigeon.
Via Crow's
pick.
Yep.
I would like to put on the record that both of my picks are on the block.
You're trading both your picks.
Trading both.
Wow, this is a live podcast first, mm-hmm. where we have the first notice of a transaction that didn't go into Slack, but actually came out here, and that presumably will be put into Slack later.
I am accepting all low ball offers from Plow.
Those are the only kind of
I think
of
Marlon
offers.
Mack's available.
If you're listening to the podcast or you're listening to it live, direct message Dead Pigeon with your trade offers. So
the messages are flying in.
And who do we think these first few players off the block are going to be again? The stupid member of a defense is the first one.
Saquon Barkley.
Great. Yep. And who's the second person you guys were talking about?
Probably.
I would pick Darius Juice, but I don't know if that's like...
That's a real person's name is Darius Juice.
Guys. But
oh,
it's
really?
Funny because it looks like juice.
I would pick Darius Juice, but I don't know.
He still goes with juice.
I don't know if he's like everyone's consensus.
Fantasy Pros has Geist 2 and Rashad 3.
So this is... Was that statement maybe you
can take this back.
Saying that
thank you,
you would pick him second? But
you can see on the record, when I thought I had 2, I said Geist. So
yeah. That
would be... incredible acting if I knew that I was going to get
that you weren't actually going to get that.
You know yourself too well.
But yeah, you've guessed that before.
I would take Geist or Penny, and then who's after that? I don't know anyone else.
There's...
Seems like a lame rookie
some
draft.
Some running backs like Royce Freeman. And,
the Broncos guy?
And what's his name? Ronald Jones.
I like Sony.
Oh,
Ronald
Sony Michel.
He's on the Bucks.
Yeah, and Sony Michel.
There's no other back on the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Those three are...
Hags.
That's cool.
Well,
yeah,
that
could
be
me.
Have yourself a bag.
This could be interesting.
He might go with a tight end, though, because that's his usual play in the first round is tight ends.
And guys, we met a football player tonight. Who wants to explain that?
I don't know if it was him. Yeah. I've never met him before, but he looked built like a football player, but I'm pretty sure TJ has, like, dreads.
So we're in the backyard hitting golf balls at a guy wearing a hockey helmet and a cup. And we don't play golf, so a good number of our golf balls
are
careening off into the other backyard. And the first time that Danny meets his neighbor is when they come out to their backyard to do a little inspection and find all these golf balls. And based on
They had fun with it.
They seemed to enjoy
probably
themselves.
Probably smoking a $400 Cuban.
I know, I could smell it from the other side of the yard. Okay, great. But we have no confirmation about who we talked to.
It wasn't TJ. That doesn't
matter. Kyle said Webb will probably draft Freeman number two. Oh, Sonny Michel had new surgery.
Kyle's already trying to, like, dampen the top talent. Oh, man, Sony Michel had knee surgery. Yeah, right.
Because Plow thinks that Wett is a huge Broncos fan, but he's wrong about that.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the Broncos.
So what's next in the league? What are we looking for? Oh, the draft.
Okay, so the draft is in 2 weeks. At Denver Teds.
Yep, our sponsor.
Sponsor, that's called the platinum level sponsorship when you host a draft.
Can you get that on the audio? Set up?
I'm pretty sure the audio is picking up the sound of a rock hard bun. Wait, that's Denver Teds, ladies and gentlemen.
The draft will be there in 2 weeks' time. And
what, if any, homework do we need to do for the draft other than knowing who we want to draft? Any, like, housekeeping?
I've come to realize that no one will do any homework if I don't force them to. So commissioner office hours will be scheduled over the next couple of weeks where I'll sit down with everyone individually and make sure they're doing the right thing.
For people like me, those are really helpful.
There's nothing that you actually need to do before the draft right now, right?
There is. Okay. So you'll have to make sure your rookie squad has enough spots for your draft picks if you care about not overflowing into your auction draft spots.
That all sounds pretty complicated.
You could cut them.
You could cut. You could, yeah, basically cut or trade.
Oh, you can trade.
Yeah, but basically it's just cutting. Oh, and franchise, you're choosing your franchise.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, so franchise and cuts. That's what's up.
You should franchise Mike Evans. I'm just going to let
cool.
you know that.
Cool, thanks. I think that's all the time we have on this episode of Social Podcast. When we come back, next time we're going to ask everybody how their summer went when I'm a little less mad. Good night, everybody. Yeah, like a stable reading game.